hope you've been having a wonderful, wonderful week. And even if not, that's okay too. My week has been a combination of good and bad, little bunny. Funny how that happens sometimes. I felt so bad for being lazy and unproductive 2 days ago. Or yesterday, I don't even know. It all blurs together. But I had a really great day today, little bunny. I gotta tell you about it. Starts with releasing the locked audio of this week, which was a playtime audio. The locked section of the garden, of course, is Patreon. And it's 18 plus only, little bunny. So don't... Your daddy is so tired, little bunny. But you're gonna put up with me stumbling over my words, aren't you, little bunny? That's right. Because we're just spending some quality time together. This is not some radio show or some performance or anything. It's just a chance for you and me to bond. Spend some good time together. Anyway. Patreon. Locked audio this week. Playtime. It's always fun when a playtime audio drops. The Patreon is about one-third spicy, one-third comfort, and one-third the most random things I can possibly come up with. And I love all of them. So this week was a playtime audio, and it is called Hands Off Playtime. And if you have ever heard of the legendary, mythical, potentially mythical, hands-free orgasm, this is the first garden audio. It's not the goal. The goal is never to come. That's not a great, healthy goal with your sexuality, with your spicy time, with yourself or a partner. But if there's a spot where it's going to happen, it's certainly hands-free playtime. So if you're 18 or above, you can go check that out if you want. And also, I'm proud of myself for putting up really good TikTok, Instagram, YouTube short today, which I think is going viral. So that's going to be good, which means you may have a lot of fresh new bunnies in the garden. It's always wonderful when that happens. So I guess it's as good as time as any to define what this is, little bunny. What the hell is the garden? The answer is, I don't know. We're just making it up as we go. We're just having a good time here. So, as always for the podcast, I have a beverage with me that I can drink. Keep my voice sounding beautiful for you. So that either you can hang on to my every word, little buddy, or you can just zone out, tune me out. Put this on when you need to fall asleep or something. When you want to pass the time. When you want to work on something and you want your muse, your inspiration to be there with you. All good uses for the podcast. So, your daddy is touching this teapot. It's pretty hot. It's both hot. I don't know. I'm a good writer with erotic stuff, but you'll have to take my word for it. Here's the tea. I do have fiction on Patreon, actually, by the way. And there's also some fiction on Audible if you just want to do like a one-time thing. There's a good, I guess it's a novelette. It's kind of like a short story. It's big, like an hour-long short story. Called Naked on Air, which if you want to have a taste of the kind of fiction I write, you can check that out on Audible. Okay, what do we have? I wanted to sip this tea, but I think it's too hot and it's going to burn me. Let me see. Okay, not too hot. This is good. It's a nice red fruity tea this week. Yeah, I don't know, sipping tea sounds is probably not so beautiful to listen to, but whatever. I'm not here to entertain you, little bunny. You'll listen to whatever I send at you. This is just as much for me, if not more so for me, than it is for you. I really love just being me. Lucky for you. You like it when I'm me too, don't you, little bunny? There's no one quite like me, is there? No, there's not. You know what, little bunny? There's no one quite like you either. That's a big theme in the garden, is individuality. Learning who you are, little bunny. The things you can create, nobody else can create. I really mean that. The things you can make, nobody else can create. Even those people you're jealous of. I'm jealous of all kinds of people in every creative field. But none of them can do what I can do. Everyone you've ever been jealous of, little bunny. No one can provide what you can provide. I have with me, also on my desk, is this D20 die. Do you know what that is? Like a dice, a singular dice. You roll it, it gives you a number 1 out of 20. I won't talk about it this week, but I'm rolling it. I'm having a good time. Rolled a 19, little bunny. Pretty good. Okay, so every week I like to have some kind of topic. And I think this week I just want it to be chill and relaxed and comforting. I want to make sure to tell you a lot, that little bunny, I love you very, very much. I really do love you. Isn't that fun? Do you know why I love you? Or rather, there have been some banging sounds nearby. I hope your daddy is safe. Don't worry, he's safe. But he's now distracted. What was I talking about? How much I love you. I don't say I love you to everyone. I say I love you to the people I love. And something I'm very, very good at, little bunny, is attracting incredible people. I am so good at attracting incredible people. And the fact that you're here right now means you're someone very, very special, whom I am very fond of. There's never any advertising for the garden. There's never any recruitment or trying to get as many people as possible. I'm just trying to find you, little bunny. And I found you, and you found me. And I like that you're here. I really like that you're here. Let me take some tea. Oh, that was so gross, wasn't that? I don't care, little bunny. You're going to have to deal with it. You understand? You don't want to deal with your daddy slurping into your ears. Then you can go away, little bunny. Seriously, go away. The fact that you didn't go away means you're even more of a little bunny. Even more my little bunny. I love that. Oh, what a wild thing you have stumbled upon. You want to know what else is really cool about it? It's that the garden will always be here. I will be doing this forever, little bunny. I will be doing this forever. If you want something stable in your life, a person or a community in the Discord, in the Patreon, in the locked section of the garden, we have our own Discord server. And if you want to make friends with fellow bunnies, it's a great, great, incredibly positive space that we've created. It's not easy to gather a bunch of people on the internet and have it be really positive. So we've made something very special on the Discord I'm very proud of. And I forgot was talking about, as tends to happen. But anyway, on to the topic of this week. So I mentioned that in the locked section, there's one third playtime. There's one third comfort. These podcasts are kind of like comfort audio. But then there's the wild card. And what could a wild card audio possibly be, little bunny? How unusual. On one of them recently, I programmed with the help of ChatGPT a Python application, I guess, like an app, to, it's really simple, just generate a random word of the, it's like of the 1,000 or 2,000 most common English words. Generate a random word and it has a counter. So you click it, generate, gives you a word and it gives you a counter. Anyway, so I did 100 ways to say I love you. Or I picked a randomly generated word 100 times with some software I made for you, little bunny, because I love you. And I just improvised different ways to say I love you. So we're bringing it back out. The Lindy, the Daddy Lindy random word generator. It's not an original idea, but it's kind of fun that I made it. / ChatGPT. It's a collaboration. And I really would love for you to collaborate with AI, little bunny. Not to try and have it replace you, but for it to be your assistant, your employee. Okay, one second. So, I am going to try and summon my chocolate voice, little bunny. Just be the most relaxing voice I can be for you. Let you know that I love you. I really do love you. You can relax. Just maybe take a breath with me. You want to take a breath with me, little bunny? Okay. I'm just going to ramble and see where these random words take us. Boom. Okay, and it didn't generate the word. Let's go find it. Let's go find it. Oh, God. Okay, good. I found it. Okay, the first word was print. Oh, man. I can't believe I'm putting myself on the spot like this. Okay, well, I'll tell you what the second word was, because I had to hit it twice because I wasn't sure where the first one popped up. We'll say that's the issue. The second word is animal, little bunny. How fitting for the garden. Number two is animal. You are my little bunny. Sometimes I get requests to say kitten or whatever. Not here, little bunny. You are my little bunny. You will always be my little bunny. Okay, here we go, daddy. We're going to say comforting words and just ramble on random things based on the next word generated. 3, 2, 1, boom. Young little bunny. What was your daddy like when he was young? He's always been a cocky bastard. Very ambitious. Pretty similar to how I am now. Maybe, I guess just not as experienced in life. I feel very wise these days, even though I have many, many years ahead of me, little bunny. I am old enough to have experience and young enough to have many, many years left to come. I can't remember the precise wording that I like on that one. That's one of my phrases that I'm trying to make mine. I've got a few phrases I'm trying to get out there. Okay. Excuse me. Sorry for coughing in your face. Boom. Mean. That's the next word. If anyone is mean to you, little bunny, I feel like I should make an audio that's like, send it to someone who's mean to you. Just go super scary daddy mode. There's some, I don't want to say scary, there's some dark daddy audios in the spicy section of the garden. Those are not allowed anywhere but behind the 18 plus paywall. They're not allowed anywhere else, even if I wanted to put them elsewhere. But maybe I'll make like a Instagram, TikTok, where I can just be really tough and be like, you better stop messing around with my little bunny right now, or something very bad is going to happen to you. No, I'm here to protect you, little bunny. Ultimately, mean people, the older you get in life, the more you get to avoid mean people, believe it or not. Isn't that crazy? You can't avoid mean people when you're growing up. And then just little by little, you get to have more freedom to build the life you want, to surround yourself with the people that you choose. I mean, the only mean people you really would need to put up with is coworkers. But at the same time, you can pick industries, you can pick career routes that are less toxic than others. And there are some far less toxic career routes. If you struggle with coworkers who are just really mean to you, you just hate going to work because of the people there, that's not every job, that's not every profession, okay? You can go listen to the Career Day episode if you want to do a little refresh of the future of your life so that you don't have to be working with mean people. And then if there's family members who are being mean to you, well, you know, you can prioritize the people in your life. Family can be very wonderful in times. And there are also family members who can really bring you down, who are really not there to support you, but are, they treat you with the knowledge that you can't unfamily member, you know? So, I don't know. Family is wonderful. You can also, within your family, find the people who are really good to you, really good for you, who inspire you. You can hold on to those people. So let's get rid of any mean people in your life, or de-amplify them, whatever. Okay, let me get my thing back up here. Random word. What is your daddy going to ramble on this time? Gas. Well, I think nobody ever truly grows up. I think we just hide it. You thought of the same thing I did when gas popped up here. Oh, man. I went to this very artsy event yesterday, and oh, I felt so out of place, honestly. I'm such a creative person who just, I hate the super, oh, hate's a strong word, but whatever. I'm just interpret this. I hate the super, like, putting on a show of how refined you are. Do you know what I mean by that? There's certain circles and certain crowds that are just so swept up with being seen as being refined. Oh my God. And it's all an act. All an act. So yeah, gas. You thought of the same thing I did. Although I don't tend to make crude jokes, but whatever, little bunny. You know, I guess while I'm rambling on the topic of art, I'm a big believer in the overlap of arts and entertainment. I don't think of those as separate entities. some of the people in the super stuffy art scenes will purposely make their creative output not be entertaining because, oh God, you don't want to be entertainment. I'm an artist, not an entertainer. You know that this on the other end of the spectrum, some entertainment is just like so soulless. Like, come on, let's do something interesting. Let's do something meaningful. Let's do something with some depth, some engagement, something special. So, I love to exist in the simultaneous artistic and entertaining. Arts and entertainment, both. Boom, next one. Joy, little bunny. That's the next word, joy. You bring me so much joy. Can you hear it in my voice? This is not me bringing myself joy. This is not me talking to myself and being so happy hearing myself speak. I get so much joy knowing that you're smiling right now, listening to me. Nod your head. Yeah, you're grinning a little bit. Yeah, admit it. You like me, don't you? I can feel such love for you right now. Knowing that you're there, receiving me with loving ears and a loving heart. Oh, I feel so much joy because of you, little bunny. Can you hear it? Can you hear it in my voice, how much I love you? How much joy you bring me? Don't make your daddy cry. Okay. Boom, next one. Measure. There we go. Nice and scientific, nice and dry now. Measure. I'm big on measuring things and science and reason and rationality. I like all of those things. I guess I'll just give you a quick physics lesson. So there's something very interesting on the quantum level. Do you know what quantum means, little bunny? It means the physics that is so, so, so small, tiny. That it, this is going to sound dry. It must be quantized such that something is one or the other. Okay, that was horrible. So in the quantum world, the very, very, very small world, we're talking on the size of atoms and even smaller, little bunny. Do you know what an electron is, little bunny? It's the little negative charge part of the atom, because the atom has a positive particle and a negative particle, and a neutral particle. And something really interesting, actually, about a lot of particles on the quantum level. But let's talk about the electron. The electrons are bringing me to you right now, little bunny. Electricity is all about the electrons. You can't know, quote unquote, the position. Oh, wait. Oh, God. I know the concept, but I'm trying to figure out how to work the word measure into it. Okay, so this is supposed to be a comfort audio. Anyway, when you measure something, you collapse the wave function, little bunny. And what used to be an electron cloud is now an electron that was always in this one position, and you didn't know it until you measured it. Or rather, in fact, it didn't already exist there until you measured it. And I have suspicions as to why that is. But we will not go into it right now, little bunny. Okay. Such is the next word. I should give you a little countdown. 3, 2, 1, boom, so you know when I'm hitting the button. Your daddy is doing such a good job giving you a nice honey episode. The podcast is a honey carrot. It's a honey because it just sounds good to listen to. Feels indulgent, doesn't it? You can just put me on and just enjoy the beautiful sounds of my voice. And enjoy me saying I love you, little bunny. into knowing that it is true. And it's also a carrot. Because secretly I'm making your life better. Because that's what makes it fun for me. What can I say? I truly have daddy energy. I really do like making you. Hold on, I was distracted by pouring my tea. Oh, it's getting even worse and worse, isn't it? Oh God, it really is getting worse and worse. Okay. I refuse to apologize to you for slurping tea. Okay. Your daddy is doing such a good job giving you a honey carrot this week. Don't you think, little bunny? Yeah, that's right. That's right, little bunny. 3, 2, 1, boom. This is the 9th word we're working on. I didn't tell you the first word, did I? I'll have to find a way to loop back to it. Maybe I did tell you. Anyway, the next word, number 9, is settle. Should you settle in life, little bunny? This is a profound question. If something isn't the way you want it, should you settle and just take what you got? I don't know, little bunny. I think that's a journey you have to go on. I don't really ever want to tell you what to do. Unless it's a playtime audio. In which case, I will tell you exactly what to do, little bunny. But I don't want to tell you what big decisions to make in your life. I don't want to tell you what to believe. You can just ignore everything I ever say. I want you to be you, little bunny. So I guess if you ever wonder if you can settle, or wonder if you should settle in life, I hope it comes after you've been the best version of yourself. You've done everything you possibly can do to succeed, to build your dream life. If it's a question of whether to try or just to settle with what you've got, then you better try, little bunny. You better get your life doing incredible things. Okay. Daddy, stop trying to instill inspiration in your little bunny all the time. Yeah, it's just fun to be ambitious. Oh, life gets really fun when you work on building a dream life. And seriously work on it. It's a game. It's a good game. Okay. Boom. Fear. Do you have any fears, little bunny? It's okay, we all have fears. You know, it was the very first episode that I talked about fear. It's called Everything is Going to Be Okay. And then I revisited it a couple weeks ago. That's a really valuable lesson, actually, says the daddy who says he doesn't want to tell you what to think. Let me get this episode number up here. I think it's very... Oh, let's see. Pulling out my phone to look and... Sorry, I'm just looking at a comment one of your bunnies put on Patreon. One of your fellow bunnies. Okay, Daddy, let's look at this list of podcast episodes. The bunny was very excited about the hands-free orgasm episode. Locked audio, playtime audio. Okay. Bear with me, little bunny. You'll be a patient little bunny for me, won't you? Good. Oh, man. What did I even call it? Oh, no, it's not that one. Okay, here we go. Number 77. Wow. The weeks are flying by. My God. Episode 77 is called Cute Little Puppy. If you deal with fear and anxiety, little bunny, please do your daddy a favor and go listen to podcast episode 77 called Cute Little Puppy. Will change your life, as will a lot of stuff in the garden, both for the profound and just for the fun. Some kind of combination of arts and entertainment. And special. Love. Community. Creativity, not just for you, but for me. It's fun for everyone. Ideally. And if it's not fun for everyone, then we figure out how to make things better. It's all a process. All a process. The garden is a process. Okay. Click new button in 3, 2, 1. Boom. Day. Little bunny. D-A-Y. Answer me honestly, little bunny. Is this the best part of your day? I'll be happy no matter what you answer. If this is the best part of your day, then I am so happy to provide that for you. So happy to get you at your happiest. So happy if this is the best time of your day. Might be the best time of my day, actually. And I had a pretty good day. Oh, man, I had such an awkward moment today. Oh, yeah, and then I'll be proud of you if this isn't the highlight of your day, because that means that you also had a really great day. So that makes me even happier, or equally happy. I don't know. This is not a happiness contest. I had such an awkward moment today. And no, I will not tell you what it was. But I said something that was accidentally super offensive to someone that I don't know very well. Someone that I like. And we've had like good vibes between us. But we haven't spent that much time together. And I accidentally said something super offensive. Didn't even mean it. And I didn't have a chance to rectify it because we were like talking in passing and then they had to leave and I had to leave. And so I had to like craft a super chill, but also like apology message on Instagram. And I was super nervous. I was like, oh my God, does this person think I'm a horrible human being? And they said, ha ha ha, no, don't worry, it's chill. And then they're excited to hang out. Next. That's really wonderful. Because there's some people who are not chill if you accidentally offend them. And I love finding people and surrounding myself with people where it's like, if you spend enough time with any person in the world, you're going to accidentally rub each other the wrong way at some point. And it's especially important if the other person doesn't mean anything bad. Just be chill with it. Okay, little bunny. It's called rolling a one. Haha, I have the D20 die here. The D20 die has 20 sides, and in any kind of tabletop role-playing game, of which I've never actually played one. But it's like when you try and do something. So let's say in this case, oh, here's this person that I like, not necessarily have a crush on, but that I really enjoy. And I have a brief chance to say hi to them after I haven't seen them for 2 months. And ready, I have 5 seconds to say something, and I roll a die. What am I going to say? And I roll a one, and I say something super offensive accidentally. That's a chance for that person to decide if they want to continue having me in their life, or if they want to say, you rolled a one, this is the end, goodbye. I'm going to find other people in my life, which they are welcome to do that. It's so refreshing when someone is just low-key chill if you accidentally hurt their feelings or if you have a disagreement. I have a really good friend. Hold on one second. So, I'm bipolar, and I have a friend, a pretty close friend, who just, like, does not believe that depression exists. He believes that it's just, people just want to be depressed. Like, I choose to have the conditions that come along with bipolar. And it's like, I could be super offended by that. And I was super offended by it originally. But you know what? It's not that big of a deal. It's okay. Maybe it's a big deal for other people, but he's a great person. And love having him in my life. So I don't mind that we roll a one on that particular issue. It's okay. My life is so much better with him in it, in all sorts of other ways. Oh, actually, if you were following along with the previous stuff that I've talked about, I went to see Oppenheimer with him. Actually, that's the locked audio that I made this Python script for. I went and saw Oppenheimer and got inspired, hopefully not to create a horrible deadly weapon, but to create on a Python script that generates a random word when you click the button. Oh man, your daddy is so ambitious, isn't he? But you're welcome to disagree with me. If people offend you, you can cut them out. Go for it, little bunny. You have my blessing. You have my blessing to live your life how you want to live it. And I encourage you to disagree with me in any and every way that feels right to you. So, do what you want, little bunny. I promise I won't remove you from my life. You would have to really try hard for me to remove you from my life. You are very stable and secure here. You are not at risk of losing me, ever. Okay, 3, 2, 1, boom. Color. Do you have a favorite color, little bunny? I wonder if I should reveal my favorite color. I think I already did reveal it. Why don't you guess what my favorite color is? It might surprise you, and then I have a little physics detail for you. Very fun little... God, my little bunny is rolling their eyes. Not more physics, Daddy. Please spare me. So, my favorite color, little bunny, is pink. Did you know that? I especially like hot pink. The really vibrant pink that just kind of makes you stagger. Your eyes just can't quite figure out what it's looking at. And there's something to that, actually. Do you know what the... Well, I guess it's the electromagnetic spectrum, but do you know how light is a spectrum? What does that mean? What does it mean that light is a spectrum? Well, why don't you think of voices or musical instruments? You can have low voices like me, and you can have high-pitched voices, like pick other people that have high-pitched voices. There is a spectrum from low voices to medium voices to high voices. And it just kind of, you go left or you go right, you go up or you go down. It's a spectrum like that. Did you know that the famous color wheel, little bunny, that color wheel that you love so much, is a lie? There is no color wheel, little bunny. Not in physics, not in real life. In fact, there is a color spectrum, and it goes from low, which is red. It's the lowest pitched color, basically. And as you go higher and higher and higher up the spectrum, you get all the way to what color? Violet. Have you heard of infrared light? That's light that is like below red, and you can't see it. Hence, it's the magic infrared light. It's this, it's just normal light. You just can't see it because it's pitched too low for your eyes to be able to see. And then, do you know ultraviolet light? That's light that is higher pitched than violet colors. So pink, little bunny. If we define for a moment, don't think of pink as light red. That's not the kind of pink I'm talking about. I'm talking about that really vibrant hot pink. It's kind of in between violet and red, isn't it? But it, hold on. There's some stirring motion behind me. But if red is at the bottom and violet is at the top, and it's not a circle, it's just a line going infinitely in both directions, then where the hell, little bunny, is pink? Do you want to know the answer? Pink does not exist. That is an imaginary color. There is no spot on the color spectrum that is pink, yet you see it just as vibrantly as all the other colors. So I find pink to be very shocking, vibrant, and kind of inspiring also. It's got this magical quality to it. It's this intersection of magic and science. Not magic in the supernatural sense, but in the imagination. Letting our imaginations run free. You know, Albert Einstein had a great imagination. And I don't know. I'm not an Einstein historian, so I'll stop talking right now before I just ramble on bullshit. Because I do believe in saying things that you know what you're talking about. So, little bunny, yes, pink is an imaginary color. Okay. This is fun for me. I hope it's fun for you, little bunny. I do need to get some food, though, and get to bed. I record these very late at night. And then what will always happen is I will go to bed. And then I will wake up tomorrow morning. And I'll write you a poem. Every single week there's a poem for you. So I think we'll do one more word. And then I'm going to head out. Then you'll get a poem from me. I think the tired is starting to hit me. Here we go. One more word for your daddy to ramble on, little bunny. 3, 2, 1. Boom. It's a very interesting one. Enough. Wow. Why don't you reflect on the word enough with me? Is it ever possible to have enough? I'm trying to be so profound, but suddenly my brain is so dead. Oh my goodness. Enough. Enough is enough. That's a phrase that can never be wrong. There's all kinds of phrases like this. You want me to teach you a little hack, little bunny? If you are ever, if someone's grilling you, like imagine you're put in front of Congress or something and you're being interrogated by someone who hates you for whatever reason, and they're just laying into you, right? For whatever reason, who cares? Imagine any kind of situation where you just don't know what to say, little bunny. You just don't know what to say. Maybe someone's really... there's an argument, someone's angry at you, and you just want to defuse the situation, or you want to dodge, or you have no idea what to frickin' say. Let me teach you these cheat code words. It is what it is. You will never be wrong by saying it is what it is. It is the ultimate cheat code for participating in a conversation that you don't want to say anything else. It just, And if they try and push you, you just keep saying it is what it is. You just do not say anything else, but it is what it is. And so, yeah, I guess it is what it is, little bunny. Don't you agree? Do you agree that it is what it is? Yeah, I think we can come to a common understanding that it is what it is. Bring this conversation to a close. It's a conversation-ending statement that is very useful and sounds wise, means absolutely nothing, and will never, ever be wrong. Okay, your daddy is wise after all, okay? Now, enough is enough. And I am going to get to bed. Go have a little snack first. And you will hear from me in just a moment. I will have written you a poem. You'll hear my glorious morning voice, okay? Take care, little bunny. I'll talk to you in just a moment. Good morning, little bunny. I slept very well. Thank you for asking. I have a very short poem for you today. And then I've got to get on with my very busy day. So, little bunny, pardon the background sounds. Here is your poem that I wrote just for you. Count on the garden to be here for you forever. I'll never give up growing this magical endeavor. Have a great, great week, little bunny. I will always be here for you. The garden will always be here for you.